I am quite gentle today compared with how I used to be. In the first years of my career as a conductor, when I didn't yet know how to go about things and made people rehearse 8 hours and more a day, matters once deteriorated in Castle to such an extent that a real revolution threatened to break out in the orchestra. A friend warned me that all the orchestra players and choristers were intending to come out of the rehearsal armed with sticks and cudgels in order to beat me soundly. I was advised to plead indisposition and stay at home. Naturally, I went straight to the rehearsal and began it as sternly and severely as possible. I never took my eye off a single one of those gentlemen and never left them a moment's respite in which to collect their wits. As soon as the rehearsal was over, glaring around me furiously, I banged the grand piano lid shut and without saying a word or anyone having dared to approach me, let alone touch me, I left the hall. As an aside, we can imagine him tearing open his shirt and screaming, "You want a piece of me? You want a piece of this? Come on!" To continue the quote, looking back, I've often felt sorry for the poor fellows who were my first victims and whose last breath and last energies I mercilessly extorted in my rehearsals, unquote. Oh, Mahler's biographer Henry Rayner sums it up for us this way, quote, "A small, pale tyrant with a merciless tongue gave them no quarter. Mahler won a following with the opera-going public because he created a tension and excitement new to Castle. The chorus and the orchestra loathed him," unquote. Well, Mahler returned the sentiment. He loathed the chorus and the orchestra there in Castle, with one notable exception. Joanna Richter was a soprano at the Castle Theater. Not much is known about her. She grew up in East Prussia, what today is Poland. Critics praised her more for her physical beauty than her singing voice, which was apparently mediocre. Well, for once, musical mediocrity didn't bother Gustav Mahler. He fell head over heels for Ms. Richter. Mahler claimed that, quote, "She is everything lovable in the world, and I would willingly give my last drop of blood for her," unquote. Mahler and Richter might even have been lovers. If so, she would almost certainly have been his first. Whatever, the affair was short and rapidly came to grief. Mahler's despair and dejection over his rejection inspired him to write 6 poems overnight, which portray the shame and the pain he was dealt, the Weltschmerz, loneliness, and anger that he felt at so unceremoniously being left at the piano by a shapely Prussian blonde blue-eyed soprano. Am I good or what? Now look, of the 6 poems Mahler penned to assuage his unhappiness over the end of the Richter affair, 4 would soon be set to music and would become the song cycle, The Songs of a Wayfarer. We will spend the bulk of the next lecture talking about these and other of Mahler's early songs, songs so instrumental, if you'll excuse me, to the creation of Mahler's symphonies, which will follow a few years later. But again, I get ahead of myself. I haven't yet finished telling you about Mahler's rise to the top of the conducting world. Bear with me. As I said before, Mahler the composer could not have existed without Mahler the conductor. Mahler made good his escape from Castle in 1885, aged 25, taking a 1-year position as assistant conductor at the Landestheater in Prague. A good job, yes, and the big time was right around the corner. The following year, in 1886, Mahler was engaged as one of the 3 assistant conductors at the Neues Stadttheater in Leipzig. Leipzig, oh, the city of Johann Sebastian Bach, the city of Felix Mendelssohn of the Gewandhaus Orchestra, and one of the newest and swankiest opera houses in all of Europe. The orchestra, which Mahler called one of the finest in the world, consisted of 76 full-time professional musicians. The chorus consisted of 70 singers, some of them world-class. The opera theater stayed open all year, and its repertoire was huge, with a different work being performed almost every evening. And, my friends, I have saved the best for last. The principal conductor at the Neues Stadttheater in Leipzig was none other than the world-famous Artur Nikisch. Ta-da!